Okay. All right. So we will read through the draft conclusions and recommendations. The first one, so workshop on cross-border insurance of motor vehicles jointly organized by ECA, ECE, ECLAC, ESCAP, and ESQUIRE, Geneva, 19th of October 2022, and conclusions and recommendations. And dear participants, please note that this will go into an annex of the SC1 report. So, and we will read it out here. And if there is an agreement in the room on this, and then we will not read it again when we come to the adoption of the SC1 report tomorrow, because this will be restricted to an annex. So the first paragraph. The facilitation of cross-border road traffic is of paramount importance for the economic development of countries and the socio-cultural exchange between people. Wherever there are borders, the economic and cultural development of people living in border areas should not be limited to exchanges with their own country, but should also extend beyond the borders. Second paragraph. Cross-border insurance of motor vehicles is an effective tool to facilitate cross-border road traffic with the mutual recognition of insurance and guarantees for reimbursement of compensations paid. It needs cooperation of both governments to provide the necessary legal and administrative framework and the insurance business to operate in and between countries. Three. The different existing cross-border motor insurance systems, also known as the CARD systems, brackets, brown, yellow, pink, white, orange, blue, green, have been developed in different regions of the world for facilitating cross-border movements. The fourth paragraph starts off by saying the participants to the workshop took note of the following key challenges as well as future steps mentioned by the CARD systems representatives. For in the interest of time, because these points have been extracted from the PowerPoint presentations, I will not read through it all because they are just a factual recount, copy and paste of the presentations. So as we have listed all of the organizations that have presented here from their presentations, and then we pick up an interpreters, we go to paragraph five, where then we make a reference to all of the presentations may be found to, and the link is provided where you may find the presentations for all this information, and indeed even more than what we have done replicated in terms of challenges and next steps. So paragraph six, the participants express appreciation to the five United Nations Regional Commissions for jointly organizing this first ever workshop, which allowed the representatives of the CARD systems from different regions to exchange information, experiences, and good practices. Seven, the participants appreciated the effectiveness of the implementation. For instance, effective compensation, assistance, etc., by the various CARD systems in the regions to date. Eight. The participants suggested approaches to overcome and mitigate challenges posed by the implementation of the various existing CARD systems. Nine. The participants pondered the relevance of having a harmonized, unique third-party or vehicles cross-border insurance system. 10. The participants strongly recommended compulsory minimum third-party insurance for all motor vehicles as part of road safety programs. 11. The participants, oh, before I move on to 11, just to mention to our regional commission colleagues online that 10 was added just to reflect the contributions in particular of our Orange Card colleagues, but also agreed by the other colleagues from the other card organizations. 11. The participants recognized that a closer cooperation between the card systems would facilitate an increased functioning of all of the card systems. 12. The participants recommended that another workshop be organized in 2023 to further exchange experience and identify common challenges and potential solutions to further enhance cooperation between the card systems. Now, I'm going to just check if there are any hands raised from the floor. I don't have multiple screens, so just bear with me. Josephine, is there anybody? No. So I understand that there are no hands raised for the floor from colleagues virtually. I don't see any colleagues here raising their hands. So we will take it that the consensus is, the silence is a consensus in agreement to these draft conclusions and the conclusions and the recommendations from this workshop. Yes, I see nods. So thank you very much, especially to our cards, organizations, participants in the room, the green card, the orange card, as well as the card organizations participating across the hours and time zones virtually. So we have the blue card, we have the brown card, we have the yellow card with us as well. We're just missing the pink card and the white card on this occasion, but we thank you for all being involved and contributing to this workshop. We thank you also very much so to our regional commission colleagues from UNSCAP, UNECLAC, UNESCWA, UNECA, who have been working together with us also behind the scenes in the preparation for this workshop. And and obviously there will be further collaboration ahead of the next meeting between the respective regional commissions and the CARD organizations. We trust also the SC1 participants have found this valuable and interesting as part of the SC1's program that it is delivering on and relevant to your activities as well. So I will just look to the floor to see if my colleagues, particularly my director, may want to have the last say. Mr. Lee, you're welcome, or Costas as well, please, if either of you would like to say a word.